For the management, the first line treatment includes emollients to reduce the hyperkeratosis. These emollients should contain urea or lactic acid. Maintenance of the hygiene is important to prevent the secondary infection, avoidance of excessive heat, sun exposure, or any kinds of the aggravating factors. For the control of infection, topical antiseptics and topical antibiotics can also be used. Long-term oral antibiotics generally not recommended. In the second line treatment, we can apply topical corticosteroid. If symptomatic inflammatory disease is present, the patient is complaining of irritation, itching, then for some time topical steroid, the potency depends upon the area being involved. Besides this, for the control of infection, oral antibiotic can be given for some time. Topical retinoids and oral acitretin can be given as a second line treatment. For oral retinoids, we can give acitretin as well as isotretinoin. The dose of which is different. For oral acitretin, it is 0.25 to 0.5 milligram per kilogram per day, and for isotretinoin, 0.5 milligram per kilogram per day can be given. In the third line treatment, we can give topical immunosuppressive agents, topical 5-fluorouracil cream, topical tacrolimus, pimecrolimus. But the herpes infection should be ruled out first before giving these immunosuppressive agents. Another third line treatment is the oral alitretinoin. Photodynamic therapy is usually not effective, and it may flare up the disease, so it should be avoided. Surgical and physical therapy used to treat localized lesions, which are very thick vegetative type of the lesions, and for reducing the sweating, because it may cause maceration in the flagellar disease, so botulinum toxin can be considered.